Okay, Rabosai. Today we are starting the third parak of Brachos. We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Get into a little bit more, to start, we have a little bit more halacha, but then we go right back to the Agadata on Amud Beis, but let's dive into it. Misha Meso Mutol Lefanov. Whoever, Rachmana Litzlan, if the person's mace, relative who's passed away, if he's lying there in front of him, we're going to see there's a discussion exactly what it means, Mutol Lefanov, but let's just say the Pashup Shad right now that he's literally right there. So Pater Mikriyashma Uminatzfila Uminatzfilan. He's Pater from those three mitzvahs. And you call mitzvahs Amuras in the Torah. And all the mitzvahs in the Torah. The whole, there's a discussion, not sure if it's Tosos here, but it's elsewhere. Then why does it mention all of them? Right, so Tosos, I think, says something like, because the first two are time bound and the rest are not. I forget exactly. But okay, anyway, Lamai says Pater from all mitzvahs. No se hamita v'chalufeyen v'chalukhei chalufeyen. People who are carrying the coffin or the mace, as they do in Eretz Yisrael here without a coffin, and the people who have to switch them, and the people who are going to switch them, and even switch the switchers, meaning everybody is, obviously, when you come to a Levaya, so there are a lot of people who are looking to do the mitzvah of Levaya Sameis, so the people who are dealing with that at the moment, es shilafnei hamita, the people who are waiting for the mace to come to them, ves shilachar mita, and people, let's say, who are after already carrying the mace, right? They have already taken their turn. As shilufnei hamisa tzorech b'hem peturim. The people, when there's a tzorech, when there's a need for those people who have yet to handle the mace, so they are pater from reading Kriya Shema. Ves shilachar hamita tzorech b'hem chayovim. And even if there's a need for the people who have already done the mitzvah, so then they are chayiv. Right, Rashi explains af im tzorech b'hem chayavim hol shekvar yotzi dechovasim in ameis. For instance, they've already been yotzi their chiyuv, even if they're kind of needed for something, they still have a chiyuv to say kriyashma v'chulei v'chulei. Ve'ilu p'turim in a tefila. And regardless, all of these people are involved are p'tur from tefila. Rashi simply explains the lav d'oraisa hi, right? Because it's not d'oraisa, and the mitzvah of levayis ameis is overrided. Kovru is a mace, let's say already now they finished burying the mace, the chazru, and they came back from doing so, and yecholon haskel v'lugbor ad shelo yagil l'shura yetchilu. If they're able to finish, start and finish kriyashma until before they get to the shura, then they should, and if they can't, v'imlav lo yetchilu, then they shouldn't continue. What's the shura? So lo aleinu, you shouldn't have to go to a levaya, but certainly in Eretz Yisrael, this is the minig. I'm not even sure if this is the minig in Chutz La'aretz. But after the kvura, so the people who came to be melav of the mace, they line up in two rows, and the avelim walk in the middle, and people say, amakim minachim. So that's Rashi, right? Shiyu minachim imesa avel, the heck of shura svivosav b'shuva min hakever. Right, after they would leave the kever, that would be these two lines, and the avelim would walk in the middle. So if the avelim can say kriyashma before they get to the shura, so then they should, and if they can't, so then they should not. Okay. Right. Ha'omdim bashura, what about the people who are standing there, and to be menachem avel? So apnimim beturim, the people who are on the inner half of the shura, let's say there are a lot of people, right, and it goes five people deep, each line is five deep. So the people on the inside are pater, v'achitzonim, and the people on the outside are chayiv. Okay, says the Halakha Gemara. Mutal lefanav in, v'she'eno mutal lefanav lo. The Gemara says, well, let's imply from the Mishnah. If the mace is lying there, so then he is potter. But if the mace is not actually lying there, so then he is chayiv. Urimini, ask you a question from a Gemara. Mari katan, misha meso mutal lefanav. Someone who has his mace is right there. Ochol b'bayis acher. He should eat in another house. Right, Rashi writes, Dinira Kaloig LaRosh, because it seems we're going to have in a few minutes, is an Indian of not, I guess, not making fun, but really acting in a light way. The famous halacha about Loig LaRosh is, you know, you shouldn't go to a basic kvaros with your tzitzis out, because it's as if you're mocking the mason, right? Look at me, I can do mitzvos and you can't. It's the same Indian in terms of eating, I guess, and making a bracha, v'chule, you shouldn't eat in front of the mace because of Loig LaRosh. Right. Vim in lo bais acher, if the person does not have another house, ochel bais chavero, he should eat in his friend's house. Vim in lo bais chavero, if he doesn't have that either, osa mechitza ve'ochel, he puts up a barrier between him and the mace, and then he can eat something. Vim in lo dovar lasus mechitza, and if he has nothing in the house to make a mechitza, maxi pana ve'ochel, and he has to turn his face and, you know, kind of turn with his back to the mace, eat in the corner or whatever it is. Veinu mesev, and he doesn't lean, or he doesn't do a seba. The ochel, veinu mesev ochel, he doesn't do a seba in eating. I'm on the last line of the Mishnah, for those who have joined. Veinu ochel baser, he can't eat meat. Veinu shasa yayin, he can't drink wine. Veinu mevarech, he doesn't make a bracha beforehand, right? Veinu mezamin, he doesn't bench. Veinu mevarech on olav, and they don't make a bracha for him, right? Just people are not going to make kavotzi for him. They mizamdin alav, and they don't do. He doesn't join together to do a zimun. We potter mikriyashma min tefillin and tefillin, and we call mitzvos amuras b'torah, and he's potter from all the mitzvos. We shabbos, and on Shabbos mesa ve'ocha basar. On Shabbos he can lean, he can eat meat. We shows a yayin, he can drink wine. And muvarich and mizamin, he can say amotzi, he can bench. And muvarich and alav, people can make kavotzi for him. And mizamdin alav, and they can bench with him. They can do a zimun. V'chayiv b'kol mitzvos amuras b'torah, and he's chayiv in all the mitzvos. We'll see exactly the point that this price is going to be. Why is it an ur minhi? Why is it a stira? Agav Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer mitoch shen is chayiv be'elu is chayiv b'kulon. Because he's chayiv in this, he's chayiv in everything. Wait a second. What do you mean? I thought you just told me he's chayiv in all the mitzvos in the Torah. V'am Rabbi Yochanan may b'nayhu. What's the difference between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama? Or it could be Rama Gamliel, it says in the Gemara in Moed Katan, the Sarah Zashah says it's really Rama Gamliel, but okay, fine. What's the difference between Rama Gamliel and Tanakama? So, So the difference is Tashmish, whether the person is chayef to do the mitzvahs Ona on Friday night with his wife, that is the Nafkamina. The Chori Rama Gamliel holds yes, and the Tanakama holds no. B'katani mihas, however, we taught in this brisa that potter mikriyash ma'amin and tefillin and tefillin and mekol mitzvos omer is b'torah, that he's potter from all the mitzvos. And you're telling me, right, that, again, we said the first line of the Gemara was mutal lefan of in, she'inu mutal lefan of lo. If you're not right in front of the mace, so you are chayiv, you're not potter. You're telling me now that, you know, you can go to someone else's house, right? So, meaning, it's not dependent on whether he's there. Right there, right? Afilu shu ochel b'beis chaveru, Rashi says, right? Even if you're in someone else's house, so all of these halachos apply. So the Gemara of Papa, Rav Papa says, Targum al machzir pano v'ochel, meaning the mace is still, meaning all this stuff, he's only chayiv if he, the last case of the Mishnah, not that he's in someone else's house, but he had no mechitza, right? The Gemara said, the Braisa said. And if you have no mechitza, then you have to turn your face and look somewhere else. So all of these halachos that he's potter from, that only applies if he's in that scenario where he's in the same room as the mace and he's turning his face the other way. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, no. What does mutal lafanav mean? Kevan shemutal olav kovro b'mutal lafanav dami. If you are the person in charge of the kvura, so that's considered mutal lefanav, even if it's not actually right in front of you. Shinemar v'ekom avram me'al pnei meso, v'nemar, the pasuk says, v'ek para me'si me'lefanai. Right, he calls my mace from in front of me. Mutal lefanav me'si lefanai. He calls manshe mutal lav lekovro kumutal lefanav dami. Okay. Anytime that you have to bury somebody, so then it is considered as if he is right in front of you. Okay. So Gemara says, meso, if the person is your mace, kili or karov, in, then you are putter. Aval mishamro lo, but if you're shomer on a mace, right? Rashi writes, adam acher she'eno krovo el mishamro, right? There's an Indian of being shomer on a mace. So that person, apparently, l'chore, is not putter from all these mitzvos. Ay ve'atanya, but we learned in a brisa, ha'mishamer is a mace, aval piri she'eno meso, putter mikriyashma mitzvila mitzvila, mikol mitzvah zumuris b'torah. So, apparently, you see that a shomer is potter. So the Gemara says, you're right. Mishamro afo bishenu. Meso, meso afo bishenu mishamro. You're right. Either way, if it's your mace, or if you're the shomer, so you're potter from all the mitzvos. So Gemara says, wait a second. So that implies, meso mishamro in, either your mace, or if you're a shomer, then you are potter. Afo mahalach bezek for us low. But if you're just walking through a cemetery, so then you're not potter. V'atanya, but we learned in a brisa. Lo yalech adam bevesa kvaros, that's filling barosho, vasevitara bezro, vakore. A person shouldn't walk through the basic kvaros, and he is wearing tefillin, and he's carrying his Sefer Torah with him, and he's reading the Sefer Torah. Interesting. That he has to be reading, implying that you could just theoretically carry a Sefer Torah through, but okay, fine. Vim osakein over mishum loig larosh cherev oseyu. Right, if you're over, do this, you're over on this pasuk, this Indian of not mocking the mace. So Gemara says, "Hasam toch arba avos hu da aser." No, so that's only inside Dalet Amos. But Chutzlar Ba'amos Chayef. But outside Dalet Amos, then you're a Chayef. Tamar Mar, Meis Tofitz, Dalet Amos, the Kriyashma, and Hacha Chutz Dalet Amos, Navi Potter. Right? Again, what is it? When are you, in the case of walking through a basic kfaros, that's only if you're within Dalet Amos of the Mace, then you're Potter from all the mitzvos. But if you're outside Dalet Amos, then you're Chayef. Here in our Mishnah, in our Kain, our Brisa, and our Halachos, so regardless of whether you're within Dalet Amos or not, so you're still Potter. Okay, Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Hameshamer es hameis afal bishen hameiso potter mekriyashma minetzvila minetzvila mekol mitzvah zomer es betora. Okay. One second. Hayushnayim, let's say there were two people. Zemeshamer v'zeh korei. Zemeshamer v'zeh korei. So then you can take turns. One guy watches, one guy goes and davens. One guy watches, one guy goes and davens. Ben Azay Omer, Ben Azay says, Hayuboyim b'sfina. Yeah, let's say you're on a boat, yeah? The equivalent of, nowadays we take a mace to Eretz Yisrael. People do that all the time, unfortunately. So back then the equivalent was, right, it's like you're carrying the mace on a boat. So Ben Azay says, Manichu b'gzovis zu umispalo. Umispalo. You can leave the mace in the corner and you can dive in. Umispalin shneim b'zavis zacharis. Right, you can leave the mace in one corner, and the other two people can daven in the other corner. Might be nahu. What's the machlokas here? Amar Ravina choshesh and lachbarim. You can buy nahu. The machlokas is whether you're choshesh for mice, for rats. Right, you actually need a guard against the rats on a boat. Are there rats on a boat b'chalal? So mar sabar chashina, mar sabar lo chashina. Right, one Tanakama holds you're not choshesh. We are choshesh, and Benazeh holds that we are not concerned about rats. So you can leave the mace in a corner, you can go down somewhere else. Taru Rabbanan. Hamolich atzamos mimakom lamakom. Let's say you're transporting bones. Harei ze lo yitnem bediskia v'yitnem agabe chamor v'yarkiv aleim. You shouldn't put them in a sack and put them on top of the donkey and ride on top of the bones. Right? Use it as extra padding. V'pnei shenolik behem midag bizoyon. Because it's a bizoyon, as you can imagine, it's a bizoyon for the mace. V'mayim b'sarad v'pnei nachem v'pnei listim. But if you're afraid of goyim or robbers, right, apparently it was a thing, right, to steal bones, I guess, or in general, right, you didn't want to lose it. Mutter, then it is okay, because it's not right, it's not an affront to the mace, it's guarding his bones, and that's fine. Just like they said this halacha by bones, so too by a sefer Torah. So Gemara says, wait a second, ahaya, on which halacha are we talking about? Ilei ma reisha, if you're telling me that you can't sit on a sefer Torah like you can't sit on bones, so pshita, migara sefer Torah miatzamos. What, a sefer Torah is worse than bones? But right? Obviously, if you can't sit on bones because it's not respectful, certainly you can't sit on a sefer Torah because it's not respectful. Elas, a sefer, clearly the halacha is it's talking about the second part of the brisa, which says that if you're afraid that it's going to get stolen, then you can, in fact, sit on it. Okay. Amar Rachba, Amar Rav Yehuda, kol haroa ha-meis ve'inu malaveu, over mishum loig l'rosh, chayiv oseo. If you see a mace and you don't escort it out, you're over on Loig LaRush. Vim Halvehu Kam Maskaro. And if you did walk him out, walking towards, I guess, the basic furrows, what's the reward? Am Ravasi Alamakos of Omer, Malava Hashem Chonein Dal, Umachabdo Chonein Evion. It's as if you escorted a Kosh Baruch Hu, and a Kosh Baruch Hu will in turn escort and be with you. Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Yonasan, Abu Shakli, that was in the basic furrows. Rabbi Chiyav and Rabbi Yonasan were in a graveyard. Havu Kashadri Techilta, Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan's tcheles were sticking out. Amar le Rabbi Chiya, delaye, kadesh lo yomru, kadesh delaye, put them, hide them, put them away, kadesh lo yomru, so that the mason, the dead, will not say lemachar boyim etzleinu v'achshav mecharfen osanu. Right, eventually these two clowns, rabbanim, great rabbanim, but eventually these two rabbanim are going to join us, but right now they're mocking us. Right, don't rub it in our faces. Amar le. Do the mason really know? Can they really tell that someone's walking by and doing a mitzvah? The pasuk says, "Mason don't know anything." Right, if you learned it once, you didn't chazer. And if you didn't chazer a second time, you didn't chazer a third time. And if you did chazer a third time, so then no one explained to you the real pshat of that pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki achayim yodim sheyamusu." What does it mean that the living know that they're going to die? Elu tzadikim shev misasim nikru chayim. This is a reference to the tzaddikim, that even when they pass away, they're considered alive. We have a long parenthesis here, but l'maisa, the end is going to be the amesim inam yodim umas, is that it's going to be a reference to rishayim, that even when they're alive, they're called dead. But how do we know, just as an aside, the Gemara is going to just explain, how do we know that tzaddikim, when they've passed away, they're still called when they're alive? Because the pasuk says, shenemar uvnayo ben yehoyada ben yishchai. Rav polim ikabzel hu ikaz shnei riyal moav hu yarad v'ikaz harid betel chabor v'yom ha'shevi. So the Gemara is going to darshan all that out. But first, ben yishchai, what, he was the son of a live person, amud based from the page, ben yishchai, atu kuli amud b'nei mesi ninu. What, the rest of us are the sons of dead people? So, Ella, no, ben yishchai, what does that mean? Afil b'misasu korichai, even after he passed away. So, who was the Baal Nemer? Ben Yoyada, when he was, even after he passed away, he was called alive. Rav Polin Mekabtel, what is that referring to? Shariva v'kibit Polin l'Torah. That he was able to gather in workers for Torah. I didn't check, but I assume this means that he was Mekarev people to learn more, that even the workers who were out in the field all day, they were able to learn Torah. But if anybody has an actual pshat, let me know. I'm guessing that's a pshat. Who he calls Shnei Riyal Moav? What does that mean? Shalom Hiniach Kamos Alov Mitash Rishon Alov Mitash Sheni. Ariel is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, so there was no one like him in the first Beis Hamikdash or the second Beis Hamikdash. Who he arrived Vika Es Haari V'Soch Habor V'Yom Hashaleg. What does that mean? So he gave Damar De Tavar Gizize De Barda V'Nachas V'Taval. Some people say, what is it, Yom HaSheleg? It's that unbelievable, it's righteousness from a Benayo Ben Yayada. He would break ice and go be Tovel in them. Right? Rashi writes, Kedei Lasuk B'Torah, so that he should learn Torah. So unbelievable, there's no mikvah. He would break, I guess, the snow or the ice that was available to him, and he would be Tovel on there. It must have been freezing. But Iga de Amre, and some people say, no, the time of Sifra de Beirav, Beyoma de Sisa, that he would teach Torah's Kohanim to people. And this was considered a good, tremendous thing. Okay. V'meisim einam yodim uma. And so now, finally, V'meisim einam yodim, why do we quote this? Because the pasuk says, V'meisim einam yodim uma, as we said before, elu rishayim shebechayim kriyim meisim. This is a reference to, it's not a reference that the meisim don't know anything. Don't take it literally. Rather, it's referring to the rishayim who don't know anything, right? It's shebechayim kriyim meisim. That even when they're alive, they are called Meisim shenemar ve'ata chilal rasha nasi Yisrael. Right? Okay, fine. V'ibay seima mihacha, or from a different pasuk, al pi shenayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hameis. Right? Talking about testimony, that so we're going to put someone to death in Beis Din, so you need two edim. And the pasuk says, yumas hameis, the dead guy is going to die. So, Gemara says, chayu, right? Well, the guy is still alive. When we're talking about a testimony in Beis Din, Ela Hameis Meikara. I mean, he's considered as if he's dead. But he's a Rasha. So he originally was dead. I mean, even though he's technically alive and his heart is beating, but he's a Rasha and he's considered dead. Okay. B'nei Rabbi Chia, now we get back to some Agadata stuff. Again, we're going to have this whole back and forth about whether the Mesim, whether the dead know what's going on in Olam Hazeh. Yeah, b'nei Rabbi Chia nafak b'kriyasa. Rabbi Chia's sons went out to do some business. Right, they had to make a parnasa. And aikalu talmuduhu, talmudaihu. Yeah, and they forgot their learning. Rechmona Litzlan, or they were having a hard time remembering. Havu kametzarei lad kure, and they were struggling. They were in real tzaras to remember what they had learned. Right, halavai, that should be our tzaras. Yeah, amarle. I don't mean that we should all forget our learning, but you can imagine, right? It's a tremendous mila of someone who is like pained by something, someone who doesn't remember the Torah that he learned. Right? I get it if it's like embarrassing, you're going to make a big speech and you forget what you're going to say, but like for someone's time to be like, oh, I forgot that Mishnah and Talmud, right? Mitzvah Shem, we should be zochah to that level that we should be upset about all the Torah that we've forgotten. So Rabbi Chia's sons said to each other, do you think our father, Rabbi Chia, who had passed away, do you think he knows about our tzar? Amalai, Idach, the other one said to him, how would he know? He passed away. V'aksiv, Pazuk says, Yechadu banav lo yada. Right? The sons will be kaved, will have hard times, v'lo yada, they're not going to know. Right? It's an Eov. Amaleidach, v'lo yada, what? He doesn't know. Look, see, what the pasuk says, ach b'saro alav yichav v'nafsho alav te'avel. V'an Rabbi Yitzchak, kasha rima l'meis k'mechet b'basar achai. What do you mean? The mesim know, right? It's as when a worm eats, or I guess gets to a dead body, that's as difficult to the mace as if you stuck a needle in someone who was living. So Amris, they said, no, that doesn't necessarily mean that he knows what's going on in Olam Hazeh. Betzar did hu yodi, betzar dachrina lo yodi. Maybe, it could be that just he knows about his own tzar. Yeah, he's in tune with what's happening to his physical body, but he's not in tune, he doesn't know what's happening in the rest of the world. Velo, and do Mason really not know what's going on? Batanya, now we have a long story. Maisa b'chosid echor, there's a story with one chosid, shenasam dina lo'ani beri v'rash Hashanah, b'shni b'tzoras. Right, there's a big chassid who gave a dinar, which is a lot of money, to an ani on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it was a year of famine. V'hiknitaso ishto, and his wife was so mad at him. V'halach v'lam beis akvaros, and he went and slept in the beis akvaros in the graveyard. Right, forget getting kicked out onto the couch. Right, this guy got kicked out of the house, got kicked out of town. He had to go sleep in the cemetery. He heard two spirits speaking to each other. Amrachada, one of them said, Lechavrata, to her friend, Chavrati, my friend, Boi v'nashot ba'olam v'nishma mechari apargud. Let's go out up into the world, Olam Haba, and go see what's happening from beyond the curtain. Right? Mikan Raya to Harry Potter and Sirius Black and all that, Ayin Shum in the Harry Potter novels. Anyway, let's go hear what's happening behind the curtains. Ma Puranus Bala Olam, what kind of calamities are going to come to the world? So Amrullah, so one spirit said to the other, Amrullah Chavrata, her friend said to her, Eni Yichol, I'm not able to, Shani Kvurav, I'm not Hatzel Shalkinim, Shalkinim, Kinim, Kanim, Kanim, I'm not sure, but either way, I can't leave for whatever reason. The spirit was trapped, kind of, I guess, near or in the body, because she was buried in a reed mat, a mat of reeds. And for whatever reason, that is, that lechora stops, I'm not sure why, obviously, but that stops the neshama from going up. El lechi ad umash ashomat imrili. So no, so you go, and whatever you hear, you should tell me. So halcha hiva shate ubava amrallah, right? So the spirit came back and said, chavartima shamat mechorei apargud, what did you hear? Amrullah, she said to him, Shamati, she calls a Rebbe, Reviri Shona, anybody who plants in the first quarter of the planting season, Borad Malako, so right, hail is going to come, it's going to wipe it all out. So the Chosid heard this, and Halachu Vazorab Reviri Shnia, and he waited until the second quarter to plant his grain. Shokolo Lamkulo Loka, everybody's grain, people usually plant in the first year, the first quarter, I guess. Was Laka was destroyed, right? Again, we partially right. The Dafyomi coincidence, right? The Borad destroys all of the tall grain, right? The end of the Parsha. But the soft grain, right, that is not yet ripened, it doesn't destroy. So if you delay planting it, so it won't get destroyed by the Borad. So that's exactly what he did. So everyone's Borad, which had fully grown, so that was destroyed. But Shalal lo Laka, but his was not. And therefore, the Masa, he made a, I would imagine, he made a real profit. The next year worked so well, figured he'd do it again. Vishama Osan Shneiruchos Shemus happened to a zoo, found those two spirits doing the same thing. Let's go hear what's going on behind the curtain. Ma Peronus Paula Olam, what terrible things are going to happen in this world. Same thing, Lokacha Marti Loch, didn't I tell you, any Yechola, I'm not able to, Shani Kvur, Bemachatzel Shakinim, I'm buried in a mat of reeds. Whatever you hear, you come and tell me. Halcha v'shaltavu bav amrala chavrta chavrti ma shamad mechorei apargud. What did you hear from behind the curtain? Amrala, I heard shama. She said to him, shamati, I heard shakol azorei b'revia shnia shidafon malaka oso. That no, anybody who plants in the second quarter, there's going to be some sort of plague. Shidafon, Rashi says malaka harach menu meshadif hakosha. Right, there's going to be something that will, I guess, that will impact the soft crops, the stuff that had just been planted. But if it's already ripe, if it already was planted in the first quarter, if it's already strong, it will not be affected. So halach v'zara b'revia, right? It's not as drastic as arvin, but okay. Anyway, halach v'zara b'revia rishon. So this guy went back and he planted in the first quarter. Shakol olam kulo nisraf. Nishtaf, all of the grain throughout the world was afflicted. V'shalol nishtaf. Amrala liishto, at this point, his wife like, caught on. He said, how did you scam your way through 2 years when we had these terrible hailstorms and then this shel shidafon, whatever it is. So, so how did you figure out how to scam the system? So, Sachla called Dvar Malalu, so he told her the whole story. Amru, and it was said, meaning the people who told the story said, it wasn't very many days, it wasn't long before the wife of this chassid, right, the wife who was unhappy with his giving tzedakah, and the wife, now you can see another thing that she did, and she got into an argument with the mother of this girl, Lamaisa was a young girl, who Rahman al-Islam passed away young, who had been buried in these reeds, in this mat of reeds. And shalkanim, shalkanim, I still don't know how to pronounce it. Anyway, so she used that in the argument against her, right? See, you buried your daughter in a mat of reeds, etc., etc., right? Terrible. Right, Lashon Acheres, the next year, Halach Falam the Basic Faros, sure enough, the Chosid did the same thing, he went to the Basic Faros, and he heard these two ruchos speaking to each other. So what? But what happened this time? Leave me alone. People, things that we have been speaking about have already been heard amongst the living. So why we quote this whole story? Alma Yadi. Apparently we see that the mace, the dead, do know what's going on in this world. So Gemara says, no, Dilma Inashachina Shachiva Azil. Apparently, maybe it doesn't mean that they knew what was going on between this husband and wife and this exact story, this whole Parnassa thing. Maybe someone else passed away and went up to Shemayim and told them. So you do see, Agav, that even the Mandamer who's trying to argue that the Mason don't know what's going on in this world, they can find out from people who come, which is interesting. But Amar Lahu, maybe someone else passed away and came and told them what had happened. Okay, Toshma, let's still try and prove this Indian. Do the Mason know? Do they not know? The Ziri Hayam Mafkid Zuze Gabi Ushpizichte. Right? Ziri used to leave his money by his host, whenever you, I guess the innkeeper, by or whatever, when he would stay, ad asiv azel leberav, until when he came back from the Beis Medrash, shchiva, the innkeeper, his hostess, had passed away. Azel basra lechatzer mavis, he went after to the graveyard, and amarla zuzi, and amarla, he said to her, zuzi hecha, where's my money? So Amrlai, she said to him, Zil Shaklinu Mitusei Bitsununa de Dasha Baruch Bedoch Plan. So I think it means, if I'm not mistaken, that I hid it under a doorstop or something like that. Underneath a door, I believe. She gave him instructions exactly where it was buried. And just while you're going over there, right, just tell my mother to Shadrili Misraki. Bring me my comb and my blue eyeliner, my blue makeup. Give it my comb and my makeup to this other person who is coming here tomorrow, meaning someone else is about to pass away, so give her my stuff. Which is an interesting thing to say, right? I don't think we believe in, you know, taking items to the afterlife, but all right, Beseder. I don't see anything just, you know, quickly in Rashi about that, but fine, Beseder. So, Al Mayodi, apparently you see that they do know what's going on, meaning that this person is going to die, right? She knew that, and she told him to give her my stuff. So the Gemara says, no, is Docha that Raya also? Doma Kodimu Machrizlu. Doma is the name, perhaps, of the Malach HaMaves. Rashi writes, Malach Shehima Mona ala Mason, either the Malach HaMaves or the Malach that's in charge of Mason. But either way, maybe Doma kind of announced that this person was coming, and therefore she knew that specific detail. But maybe she doesn't know all other details in the world. Tashma, with another proof. Shmuel's father used to collect money for Yisomim, right? Or he used to keep money for Yisomim, right? It was like a bank type of like security. Kinach Nafshein, when he passed away, lo hava Shmuel gabe. But Shmuel was not there when his father was nifter. Havukokari le bar achel zuzidi asmi. And people thought that Shmuel stole the money, right? And they were calling him the person who took the money of Yisomim. Terrible. Ozel abasre lechotem of us. He went to his father's kever. Amar lehu, he sent to him, or they sent to the graveyard, to the people gathered, I guess the people gathered, or the spirits, or whatever it was. Bina Abba, can you bring me my father? Can you bring me his neshama? Amar le, abatuva ika, there are a lot of fathers here. Ika hacha, there are a lot of fathers here. Amar lehu, bina Abba bar Abba, I need Abba bar Abba. I guess perhaps his name was Abba. Amulei, Abba Baraba, Nami Tuba Ika. There are a lot of Abba Barabas. So he said, Ika Hacha are here. Amulehu, Bina Abba Baraba, Avu the Shmuel. Please bring my father, Shmuel's father. Hecha, here. Please bring him here. Amulei, Soligla Misifta Derekia. Well, his neshama, right, not surprisingly, Shmuel's father is a big tzaddik. He went up to the heavenly base medrash. And at that point, Shmuel, and whatever Shmuel, not the Navi, but Shmuel the Amora, or Tana, was Shmuel a Tana? Rav Tanu Palik, was Shmuel a Tana? I don't know. Okay, if you guys let me know, I think it was an Amora. Anyway, at that point, he saw Levi was there. The Yosef Avarai, he was sitting on the side. Amarle, am I Yosef Avarai? Why are you sitting outside? You know, outside the base medrash. My time of Selakta, why don't you go up to the base medrash of Shalmala? Amarlei, the Amarli, Kolki Hanach Shani, the Lo Selakta, the Mesifta, the Rebbe, because all those years I never went to Rebbe's base medrash, the Rebbe Apas, I never went to Rebbe Apas's base medrash, Vachlishte Gildaitene, he was very upset about this. So Lo Maelina Lach, the Mesifta, the Rakia, so they're not letting me in to the base medrash in the sky, the big base medrash upstairs. Adahachi v'achi yasi avua. So while they were talking, Shmuel's fathers came, his neshama came. Chazi adavaka bechi v'achich. So he was crying and he was laughing, or smiling. Amarle, my time of kavachis, why are you crying? Amarle, delego kaosis. Rashi writes, mehira tikaver, that he told his son, that you're going to be joining me up here pretty soon, right? You're going to be nifter very quickly. My time achichas, right? So why are you smiling? Shmuel asked his father. The chashiv is b'hai alma tuva, because you're very chashiv, Shmuel, up in this world. So Malay, ichashivna. Well, if I'm ranking so high up in the yeshiva shalmala, na'iluha lo Levi, let Levi in to the Beish Medrash, v'ayluhu lo Levi, and they did, in fact, let Levi in. Amarle, just to finish the story, Zuzi dias mehecha. Well, now that you told me, before I pass away, let's correct this wrong. Where is the money for these Yisomim? Amarle, zil shiklinu ba'amsa derachya iloi v'tatoi. Right, go see by Amsa derachya, that's Rashi writes, kol binyan moshav harichayim, koru emes harichayim. Right by the mill, I think Arichaim is a mill, right, the building that houses the mill, I buried it there. Eloi v'tatoi didan, the upper money and the lower money is ours. Mitzioi diasmi, the money in the middle, I guess in the middle shelf or the middle whatever, that's the Yisomim's money. Amarlei, my time of Adachi, he said, why did you do this? So Amarlei, you can see that Shmuel's father was a pretty big tzaddik. Ignuve, because if Ganavim come, so they'll see the top money, right? And Ganuve Meganvo Medidan, they'll take our money, right? Our money's on the top, and they're going to take it and run. Iachla Ara, let's say the earth kind of swallows up the money, right? Either disintegrates or there's some sort of earthquake, whatever, right? It sinks into the ground, so then Achla Medidan, it'll swallow our money. Alma, so one second. So that, meaning that's why you put it in the middle. Of the money, that's why he put his money on top and on bottom, to protect the money of the Yisomim. You see, he's a big tzaddik. But bottom line, Alma, what do you see? Diyadi. You see that the mason, right? He knew that his son Shmuel was coming to join the Masifta derakia very soon. So apparently the Mesim do know what's going on. So Gemara says, Dilma Shani Shmuel came in the Chashiv Kadmi Umachsri. Pnu Makom. Okay, right? Maybe Dilma the Chashiv, since Shmuel was so Chashiv, they got up and they announced, make way, make some entry, make some space, because Shmuel, the great Shmuel, is coming to join us in the basement upstairs. Okay, Rabbi Moshe Shkoyakolo, we'll go back there in Shas tomorrow. Have a great night.